We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning. Yes, it is a beautiful, beautiful world out there. If you live in the Northeast, we had some snow, especially in Maine. We got about maybe 12 inches over the last 3 days at our house here in Kennebunk, maybe a little bit more. They had predicted a lot more, but, you know, whenever they predict the storm a week ahead of time, don't believe them, because they were talking by the yard, not by the inch. But that's okay. It's still beautiful out there. Absolutely gorgeous morning. Hopefully it's over. You can get outside, get your cleaning done, watch a little bit of football. Look through your seed catalogs and get them ordered if you haven't placed your seed catalog orders yet. Go to my website, paulparent.com, and just follow the clicks through. We have around 50 seed catalogs that we have posted there. There'll be more added in the next couple of weeks. But you get started with those 50, and once they start coming in, you can spread them all over the kitchen table, around the coffee table, and you can dream about the springtime. And while you're there, sign up for our newsletter. When the front page comes up, at the very bottom, you just type in your email address, click on submit, and you'll get a newsletter every single Thursday. This week, we talked about the Helleborus. And Helleborus is an evergreen perennial that will grow in light shade. And I've planted 4 of them this year underneath a grouping of 8 pine trees that I have on one end of my property, just to see how they're going to survive the winter here in Maine. And if they do good, then next year, I found a company in West Virginia that specializes in Helleborus, and I'm going to plant the whole area. You put them 3 feet apart, and within 5 years, they're almost touching. And they come in a whole bunch of different colors, and they'll cross-pollinate, but they bloom very, very early. If you live, let's say, on Cape Cod, where you don't get a lot of snow and you don't get a lot of cold weather, they can be in bloom during February in areas where there's no snow. In northern New England and New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine, once the snow melts, they're starting right off the bat. So usually during March, early April, you've got them in bloom. And what's nice about the Helleborus is they'll bloom for 3 months, not just a few days, but they'll bloom for 2 to 3 months. and they're wonderful. They grow like a mushroom cap. When they're pollinated by the bees, they drop seeds. Seeds will start new plants. So think of it when you first put it in as the growing habit of a hosta, like a mound. And the mound gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And you can have all kinds of color. So when we get to spring and I see them bloom and see what they look like, then we'll give you more information. And in the weeks to come, we'll you know, give you a lot of different things. But the newsletter, we talked about Helleborus. We talked about if you do order plants from these seed catalogs, if you're ordering bare root roses, I gave you some ideas of things that you need to do. And the number one important thing, if you're ordering perennials, fruit trees, or any bare root plants, when you place that order, you have to tell them when to send it to you. Because if you don't, they're going to send it as early as possible. And, you know, if you get in some bare root fruit trees or roses in late February, what are you going to do with them? You know, these plants are designed to go directly outside. So you need to write down on that order, or if you're doing it on the internet, under notes or comments, you have to write, I live in New England. Do not send them in February, mid-March to early April. And sometimes mid-March is too early. Let them hold the plants in their refrigerated areas. It's a lot easier. So we're doing articles like that to get you prepared for the season. So just go to www.paulparent.com at the very bottom. Sign up for the newsletter, and every Thursday you'll have some information. Okay? Let's go to the phone lines. Jared, who's up first this hour?
Okay, first up we have Paul on the line who's calling about evergreen ferns.
Okay, Paul, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club and Happy New Year.
Hi, Paul, you too. I got a quick question on the evergreen ferns in my yard. I'm not sure if they're Christmas ferns or Boston ferns. I've been kind of collecting ferns and a few, I just don't know what they are yet. Anyway, every spring I go out there and they look horrible. The old growth is still there, and the new growth's popping up. I'm just wondering, is it all right to get rid of the old last year's growth as soon as I see the new growth?
Yes.
Or just
leave
it?
I do that. No. If you can keep it cleaner looking, it has less of a chance of having fungus problems or insect problems. And I'm building a Japanese garden in the back of my house, and it gets no direct sun until about 4:30. And I planted five different varieties of ferns like you. Underneath, there's a big pine tree there. And in the spring, like you said, you know, the snow has been beating down on it, and the rains and the cold weather. And I'm just happy to see the new growth come out. So I'll go out there, I'll rake, clean out the pine needles and the leaves that came down after I did the fall cleanup. And I'll bring some scissors, and I'll cut off all of the old growth. And that way I know I'm going to have a much healthier plant. And the one thing that you can do, Paul, once you've cleaned them, put a handful of something like plant tone fertilizer right around it, about 6 inches away from the main clump of new growth. Put a handful of food, scratch it into the ground. You cannot believe the difference on those plants.
Really?
30 days later. They just explode. But, I mean, you don't have to. I just do it because it cleans up the garden and it looks better early on.
Great. And also, now would this also work for, say, ornamental evergreen grasses like the blue fescue? I'm wondering, because there's always like, it seems like the new growth comes up, but all the old growth is there. It looks like straw. And then once the new growth comes up, it's too hard to kind of clean out the old stuff. How would I?
I do that. The whole, I have that blue ornamental fescue. In fact, I put a row of it down one side of my perennial bed, and they're about maybe 15, 18 inches apart. They've been in the bed for a long time, so when the grass is fully mature, it's probably about 12 to 15 inches across because they're older plants. But in March, when I'm out there, I take pruning shears or grass clippers, and I cut that brown-looking grass in half. And by the time you get to April, you can see the little shoots of blue coming out of it, and it looks a lot nicer. So
right, okay.
I take about a third of the brown grass off to give it room so that it looks a lot bluer in the long run. Otherwise, like you said, you've got brown dead grass from last year and the new blue grass from this year, and until it gets fully grown, it looks messy.
Right, right. Okay, great. Thank you, Paul.
Okay. Thank you. You have a great new year now.
You too.
Bye-bye. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Jack on the line, who's calling with a problem with his weeping cherry.
Okay. Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
Thank you, sir. Fine to you, and I hope you had a Merry Christmas. I have a weeping cherry tree that was in my yard when I purchased the house. I've been there 10 years, and the tree's, I don't know how many more years old it is, but it seems to be dying in the top, and it's pretty bad.
Okay.
I've considered taking it out completely, but I thought I'd give you a call and see what kind of comments you might have.
Okay. Why don't you hold on, Jack? We're coming up on the break, and when we come back, I'll tell you exactly what to do to bring it right back to life. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture control potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you tired of out-of-control, irresponsible federal deficit spending? Increasing the money supply without increasing productive output leads to inflation. You get less for your money. If you want to protect the buying power of dollars for your future, then call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. You've worked hard for your dollars. Don't let the government strip their buying power with wasteful spending. Gold has a 5,000-year track record as money, real money you can count on. No government-backed paper currency comes close. Ask me about the protection of private gold. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135. Central banks from around the world are stockpiling gold. They know gold is real money. Call Peter May at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 135, to discover the advantages of private protected gold.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Jack, and Jack has a weeping cherry. Jack, how big is the trunk of the weeping cherry? 6 inches, 8 inches?
It's maybe 12 to 14 inches.
Oh, it's 12. Also, that's been there a real, real long time.
Yeah, it's a large tree, okay. about over 20 feet tall.
Okay. What you're going to need to do is...
Oh, by the way, I live in the deep south, if that makes sense.
Okay. So you're in the Carolinas?
I'm in South Carolina, right.
You're in South Carolina. Okay. What I want you to do is, if you can see any of the branches that are dead now, then take them out. If not, wait until the tree begins to produce flowers and leaves, and you want to remove anything that's dead, damaged, broken, cracked, anything that doesn't look good. Get it all out before you decide what you should do with this tree. And if in the pruning process you can see that you're going to remove more than 50% of those branches, and it's really not going to look good, then you can take it out. But I would clean it first, okay? Once you've got it all cleaned, then all of the remaining branches, cut those branches back by one-third. And if you can do this early on in the season, that's going to make a difference. Now, what you need to do is to supply some additional nourishment for this plant. And if you can get something that is organic, now try and find, and I'm sure that there are nurseries near you that will have a fertilizer called Plant Tone. Plant Tone can be used on forsythia, on dogwoods, on crabs, any plant that loses its foliage during the winter, any deciduous plant. So if you can use that on it, and you would use a pound of fertilizer for every inch diameter, not the circumference, but the diameter. And what you would do is about 3 feet from the main stem, take a crowbar and make a hole about 6 to 10 inches deep and make a whole bunch of holes underneath that canopy in circles. Put a handful in each hole until you've used it all.
And what about a 2-inch auger? Would a 2-inch auger do the same thing?
A 2-inch auger would be perfect.
Okay.
And so if you took the auger and you went down about 6 inches and then put a handful in each hole, then you'd be in great shape. But use 1 pound per inch diameter. So just put a ruler on it. And you want to start at the drip line of your branches. So where the tips of the branches are, make a circle there and then come in like halfway. Do another circle, and if you still have food, go in between the inner circle and the outer circle. Try and stagger them between so that the rows of holes are not lined up. They're kind of staggered.
I see.
But do that as soon as you can, and then clean it, and then prune it, and that should help to stimulate some new growth on that plant.
Now do that in the spring. Early spring.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, let me ask you 2 more quick questions. May I do that, or do I have to call back?
Sure. No, go ahead, Jack.
Okay, the first one is I plant pansies, a rather large bed of pansies, every fall. I usually plant them in August or September. And they have very green, short weeds that come up between them. I have weeded them several times, and the blasted things just keep coming back. Is there a spray that I can spray on there without killing the pansies and get rid of that stuff?
What you can do is, when you're done putting in your pansies, go to your local garden center, and you can buy a product that you can sprinkle between the plants that will prevent any weeds from germinating. And all of the garden centers will have a product very, very similar. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Anteater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2. Have you ever traveled with the Paul Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastlines, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. UAAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Jack about the weeds coming in after you put in things like pansies. But if you go to your local garden center, you can buy products. And one of the products that's out there that's found every place is called Preem, P-R-E-E-M. And it's a yellow granular product. And you would sprinkle it on. So that you can visibly see the yellow. and then you water. You don't cultivate it in. You just sprinkle it on the surface of the ground, water it in. It will dissolve and create a barrier, like a skin on the surface of the ground. And when weeds begin to germinate, they puncture the skin. They absorb this weed preventer, and it kills them. And it will last the whole season, as long as you don't cultivate. It's like if you have crabgrass and you use a pre-emergence crabgrass control, it works the same way. You apply this granular product on the ground. You water it in. It creates a skin. And if any crabgrass germinates, once it punctures this barrier, it kills it. So you give that a try. But get your pansies planted, cultivate the soil, sprinkle it between the plants, water it in, and you're ready to go. Thank you, Jack. Jared, who's next?
Next up, we have Carol on the line, who's got a problem with the jasmine plant and also a question about a flower show.
Okay. Carol, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. It's a lovely morning this morning. I have a couple of questions. One is concerning my jasmine plant. I bought it, I'd say about 2 months ago, and it's been blooming right along. It seems to have been doing well, and in the last 2 weeks, some of the leaves have been curling up, turning to paper, and just falling off. And I'm just wondering what I'm doing wrong with that. And the other question I have is on the Philadelphia Flower Show. I'm wondering if you or any of your listeners have ever gone to it, and if they would, perhaps I'd love to go, but I'm just wondering if they have any perhaps tours or something like that that might be going to it. I've heard that it's a wonderful flower show, and I'd just like to go to it this year if I could.
So yeah, personally, I have never been to the Philadelphia Flower Show.
Uh-huh.
And like you, I've heard a lot of great comments on it. It is a wonderful, wonderful show. And now with the Boston show, not really what it used to be. It's in hotels and it's okay, but it's not like it's in one building in the old days of the flower show. But if there's anybody listening that's been to the flower show, I tell you what you can do, Carol. If you can email me your phone number and your email address and send it to me, it's pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. Roadrunner is all one word. If there's anybody listening out there, if you can email me some information, then I will send it to you, Carol. And then you can email to the people back and forth.
Okay, I'm one of those few people who don't have a computer, but my nephew does, so I can have him send the information
to
me.
Yeah, have him send it, and then if there's anybody listening that's been to the flower show in Philadelphia, send me your email address, and then we'll get the two of you hooked up.
Okay, that would be terrific. Thank you.
Okay. Now, your first question
was my jasmine plant.
The jasmine. Okay.
Yes.
What I want you to do with the jasmine is I want you to pull the root ball out of the pot.
Uh-huh.
The last couple of weeks, we've been very cloudy. And if you've been watering at the same rate, it could be that you have overwatered the root ball.
Well, I tried to be careful because I'm guilty of that. So I really tried to be careful with this, and I would stick my finger in there to make sure it was dry before I watered it.
Okay. Pull it
out
of... But
it's in a south-facing window. I don't know if maybe it's too much light there or too hot.
Oh no, it wouldn't be too hot and it wouldn't be too much light.
No.
Jasmine is a plant that the more sunlight it can get, the better.
Oh, yeah.
And as far as heat, don't worry about that. It could be, we've had a few cold days. It could be that if it's on the windowsill and it touched the glass, some of the foliage could have possibly frozen. It could be a draft coming in through the window. If they're older windows and we get a lot of wind, it could be a draft or air movement coming in that could have chilled them.
Mm-hmm.
But start by pulling the plant out of the pot and examining the root ball. The roots should be a kind of a creamy white color. Mm-hmm. If there's a lot of brown or black, then it means that you've overwatered. And when you get a lot of cloudy weather, the plant is not growing as quickly, and that's when you tend to have a problem with overwatering, because you say, okay, it's Sunday, I'm going to check my plants, and I'm going to give everybody a little bit of water. And there's some weeks where you have to say, I'm not going to give anybody anything because it's been cloudy and cool, and they didn't use as much. So examine the root ball. Put your hand around the frame of your windows and see if you can feel cold air coming in. Then it could be that the plant got chilled. So those are the things I want you to look at for the possibility. But it is not too much light and it's not too hot. Jasmine is a plant that down south, it does beautiful. And they'll get to be 100 plus degrees many, many days, and the jasmine just loves it. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Robert on the line. Robert is calling about fertilizer for a dogwood and also a problem with a hedge.
Okay. Robert, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club, and Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you. The simple thing about the dogwood is on my bag of holly tone, it always adds dogwoods on the list. And I've just heard you say you use plant tone. But at any rate, my neighbor has a house in Fort Lauderdale with a swimming pool and a 12-foot hedge around it. He said small white flies are decimating the hedge. And it was written in the paper down there that there might be from Africa. Last year, he paid $600 to have it sprayed, and this year, $400. Now, do you have any news about it?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what it could be, but what I would have him try, and it would save him a lot of money, if he can reach the hedge with his hose, he could buy one of those ortho bottle sprayers that you attach to the end of your hose, and then I would have him spray the entire hedge himself with horticultural oil. The way that horticultural oil works is you put the pure, clean oil in this bottle sprayer, and you spray the entire hedge, and it will make the hedge nice and shiny. But when the horticultural oil hits the insect or the eggs, it plugs up the pores in the skin or on the shell of the eggs, and now the insects and the eggs cannot breathe, and they all will be killed by suffocation. And what's nice about using oil, the insects cannot build immunity to it. Any chemical that you use, when you spray it, chemicals are designed to kill up to 80%. And the 20% that survive, when they mate, they will lay eggs that will become immune to that chemical. So over 2 or 3 years, if you don't change pesticide that you use, they become almost ineffective. By using oil, oil smothers. It's not something that gets into their body to kill them, and it is really, really good. But they can buy an ortho bottle sprayer that you can use for general shrubs and small trees, but you can also buy one that has a longer nozzle, and that longer nozzle will get up to about 15 to 20 feet just on the pressure from your hose, and it's very, very effective. And what I would have them do is do that every couple of weeks for probably 3 or 4 applications. The reason is in the spraying process, there may be eggs that are in cracks and crevices of the plant, and the oil doesn't get to them. So you spray it really good, wait a couple of weeks, do it again, wait a couple of weeks, do it again, and eventually he's going to eliminate that. And again, because it's not a pesticide, it's an oil, it will prevent them from becoming immune to the product, and it works good. Now, as far as fertilizer for your dogwood, Holytone are for plants that prefer a slightly acidic soil. Rhododendrons, azaleas, boxwood, holly, of course, they prefer a slightly acidic soil. Dogwoods is a southern tree that prefers to be on the acidic side. So that is one exception. Blue hydrangea does better with a slightly acidic soil, and you get bluer color. So there are exceptions, and you just have to work around them. And that way you can, because, you know, plant tone is basically for 99% of all plants that lose their foliage. And holy tone are for all of your broadleaf evergreens. But there are exceptions depending on the particular plant. Robert, thank you for the phone call. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Catherine on the line, who's got a question about moving some plants.
Catherine, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you, and thank you for taking my call. It's
my
house plants. I have three Christmas cacti and two spider plants, one of which is variegated leaf. And I expect them to be out in the bitter Vermont weather for probably 45 minutes. And I wanted to know how I pack them to keep them from freezing. And secondly, do I root the babies now or let them wait until the move?
So you're going to be – how are you going to be moving them from the house to the new location? Are you going to put them in like a trailer or in your car or
– They'll probably be going in either a truck or a car.
Okay. Well – if it's going to be in something unheated and you have temperatures that are going to be in the single numbers or teens and it's in an unheated vehicle for 45 minutes, there's a very good chance that those plants may not survive. So I would suggest that all of your plants should be wrapped in brown paper bags, in trash bags, put in a heated car, and brought right to the new location. As far as rooting the babies, I would wait till you get to the new home, and then you can pot them up and you'll be ready to go. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Most people know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today. When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you with your garden, the number to call right now is 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. We'll work together to solve your gardening plans. Well, the snow had pretty much stopped here in Kennebunk, and boy, it's coming down pretty good now, so maybe the storm has finally arrived. Jared, who's up next?
Next up, we have Bruce on the line, who's calling about some tree roses.
Bruce, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thanks, Paul. Enjoy your show. I have tree roses in containers that I grow on my back porch, hybrid teas, three-footers, and then every fall around October, I leave them in the containers and I put them in my basement. In the basement of my house, it gets to around 50 degrees, and it's quite dark. There's only a typical one upper basement window that allows a little light in, but I water them once a month, but they seem happy and they develop within a month or so, as they have now, a lot of shoots that are maybe 6 inches tall, and these shoots will grow to a foot tall. My question is, pruning. Should I cut these shoots back? What should I do?
Okay. I bought two tree roses this past year, and they're in big containers. And in Portland, Maine, there's a man, we drive by his house every now and then, and he must have 50 roses, and they're in like big Tupperware tubs. I think they're probably like a 20-gallon or a 25-gallon, and they're on wheels. They're really kind of neat. And what he does is he puts all of his roses in his garage for the winter, and they stay right there. His car stays out, and all these roses that he lines both sides of his driveway with go into the garage for the winter. And the Maine Rose Society this past spring had a plant sale, and he was there. I recognized him from driving by the house and seeing. And I told him, I says, I'm buying some roses. I'm putting them in pots. What should I do with them? And I said, I don't have enough room in my garage. Can I put it in my tool shed? And he said, they need to stay as cold as possible. And I said, how about water? He said, when you put them in the tool shed, give them a good drink of water so that the root ball is plenty moist, but you'll give it a chance for the excess to drain out, and no water during the winter.
Mm.
And he said that if it gets warm, then it could stop the new growth, and that's what's happening to you. So for now, just let it be the way it is. Because if you prune it back a lot, if you take them all off, you may not have any more dormant buds.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and if you prune them all back and you take that growth out, you may not have anything left to bloom for next year. So my roses in pots are inside an unheated tool shed. And I've been checking them every now and then. There's no new growth. They're still nice and shiny stems there. They haven't shriveled. But in your case, I think in the future, let them go almost bone dry. They'll be dormant. They don't need any light. I was in my cellar last night putting some of the Christmas things away, and my angel's trumpet, I had put it in my basement. Is it like you? It's like 50 degrees. And I cut it back by 50%. And coming out of the soil are these probably 6 or 7 branches. And they're pure white. There's not really any light coming into the cellar. And it's 50, and I have not watered them. So for now, I'm just going to leave them alone and see what happens. But I do have a fig plant that I put in the basement, and that's just sitting there dormant. But this
well,
is
Paul,
what he told me. And
don't they
yes?
freeze if you put it in a garage or a shed?
Well, if you leave them outdoors, they're going to freeze anyways, right, in your garden. As long as they're not getting filled with rainwater so that the container breaks in the roots. If you water it, when you put it in, the excess drains and the roots are not sitting in ice. That's the main thing.